A few years ago, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12, a friend and I journeyed the Redwood Trail up along California coastline and stopped 1,000 times looking at these beautiful, magnificent redwoods, stately and wonderful to behold. And we finally arrived at the one that was plated as the tallest tree in the world, with the plate there. And as you looked at the plate, saw the description, I remember not the height of the tree, but it rose with beauty and glory and majesty and seemed to pierce the very clouds above. To me, Charles was a parallel redwood in the human sphere, standing above and beyond the average, there to behold by all of us with his various qualities, various virtues, various gifts that God bestowed upon him so beautifully, generously, and handsomely. And to me, Charles was a marvelous inspiration to all of those who are younger. You know, the younger element always look to the older fellows for inspiration, and I think Charles, to many and many a young person younger than his years, they found in Charles a model, an example that perhaps they could follow. So he was for them a real source of inspiration. To his peers, I would say that he was a challenge. Those who walk on the same platform as we do, who are our peers, are the ones who continually challenge us, move us to be better within ourselves, and maybe to imitate as far as possible the one who walks among us. To those who are older, I think Charles was a source of admiration, that so much goodness and so much spiritual beauty could be found in one so young. And in that admiration by those who are older, there comes always the stirring in your own heart that you need to improve and better yourself, that you haven't used your years as well, as profitably as you might have. And that is why the image I have of dear Charles is of that giant, beautiful redwood gracing the shores of California, rising above all the rest, and all of them looking up as we looked up to Charles for the depth of his faith, the beauty of his spirit, and the religious life that lived within him. So that this memory of the tree might persevere, we are building our Fatima Shrine in the whole area on the north side of the church, from here to 111th, from the parking lot to the cemetery road. I shall plant one of the pines. I don't know them well enough, but we'll get a pine that grows the tallest. And as it grows and ascends to the skies, may it be a memory, a challenge, an inspiration of someone all of us loved, was inspired by Charles.